When your child becomes old enough to go to school, there are a few things you can expect. A chunk of your income will go towards school supplies. More of your time will be spent at sporting events or school plays. But what many parents might not expect is that they will have to do some learning too. Educators are infamous for having their own lingo, filled with acronyms and other jargon. Phrases like human capital and data-driven, which sometimes don't sound anything like what they actually mean. All that terminology adds a layer of confusion for some parents as they try to advocate for their kids. The lingo is frustrating to some people in Milwaukee. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello explains.
Education is a discipline full of buzzwords, so much so that it's commonly referred to as edu-speak.
Outcome-based funding.
Leverage our resources.
ESSA does stipulate that states have an accountability system.
The idea of personalization.
Restorative practices.
Culturally relevant teacher preparation and curriculum.
Once you immerse yourself in the world of school policy, like anything else, you fall prey to becoming a wonk and using verbiage normal people might not recognize. Phrases like blended learning or 21st century skills. It might sound silly to some, but parents like Jenny Hofschulte think it's more than just a laughing matter. It's something that needs to be addressed.
Over time, I've found that the language is a humongous distraction for schools and communities and for parents.
Hofschulte has been an MPS parent for the last 13 years, and during that time has become one of the more active parents in the system. She's a leader in multiple parent organizations, and you'll often hear her speak at school board meetings. If anyone should be able to talk the talk, Hofschulte should. But even she has a hard time translating the edu-speak. She says the experience can discourage parents from participating in public hearings and the like, or reaching out to higher-level school officials for help.
And then it just takes a few words to make someone in a space feel like they are not the expert of their own child or the expert of the community and their own experiences to make them not come back.
Liz Willen doesn't like what she hears either.
Value-added, formative assessments, research-based programs that educate the whole child, as opposed to half a child? I mean, who knows what these people are even talking about?
Willen is editor-in-chief of the Hechinger Report, a journalistic project covering education issues nationwide.
I think that's really not only a shame, but I think it takes away from the public's appreciation for and understanding of what's being done with their public money.
Willen says the responsibility to make concepts in school buildings easier to understand falls on many shoulders, particularly school officials and politicians.
I also think in many cases, they feel like confusing the public is a really good idea. And I think it's really unfair because education is a public good. People have to understand what's going on. It's their money. It's their children.
Some educators have taken steps to help parents feel like they have a handle on what the adults in school buildings are talking about. Melissa McGonigal is one of them. She's principal at Stellar Collegiate, a one-year-old charter school on Milwaukee's south side. When McGonigal began to develop her school, she was especially careful to choose simple language for use in marketing materials and the school's mission statement.
Stellar Collegiate Charter School places every child on the path to college and equips all K-5 students to succeed in middle school.
McGonigal says she's not trying to dumb things down for parents, but rather wants to give them a clear picture of what they can expect out of the school.
I think you could trace pretty much everything I say back to the mission statement. This is our North Star. You don't start something from the ground up unless you have a specific vision.
McGonigal and others we talked to agree. Parents shouldn't feel like they're lost, swimming in jargon, trying to figure out what it means. So if you're a parent, the next time you hear or see a word you don't recognize, they encourage you to ask. Just what are we talking about? Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.